Welcome to Christian Community Center of Los Angeles, or as we love to call it, 3CLA, the Church for Truth Seekers. I am Pastor Tom Washington, and it is a blessing to be given the opportunity to share the word of truth with you. Our prayer is that you take that truth and apply it to your life with power and authority. For more information about 3CLA and other teaching opportunities, please visit us at our website, 3CLA.org. We also encourage you to do as 2 Timothy 2:15 states, you must study to show yourself approved unto God, Yahweh, a workman needing not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Shalom. Blessing to be sharing with you this morning, not just sharing with those who are here in the sanctuary, with those who are tuning in on iChurch that is going out in English and Spanish this morning. So we thank you for joining us. Let's turn to Romans, the first chapter, the 8th verse. I'm going to use the time that I have left. Fourth Sunday, so we have a little longer service than usual. Communion is in there, but I'm so thankful for the opportunity to have communion with the saints of Yahweh. Blessing. You know, the world wants to take a moment to acknowledge, and I say a moment because once a year is a moment, to acknowledge being thankful. Well, we know better than that.
That's right.
We don't have to wait for the greens and the turkey and the sweet potato pie and the chitterlings. Oh, well. Mac and cheese and all those things. Hog maw, whatever you do. Whatever you do. But we don't have to wait for that time. We are called to always be thankful. That is a part, it's a lifestyle. And in the Hebrew, it has a phrase for that, and I'm going to share that in a moment. But in Romans, the first chapter, it says, and the first verse, and the eighth verse, Romans, the first chapter, the eighth verse. And so this is the Apostle Paul, or as we use his Hebrew name, Shaul.
Come on.
And he is addressing the church in Rome. And he had not had an opportunity to visit the church at this time, so he was kind of giving an introduction and, you know, saying, hey, this is, well, let's read it and find out what he was saying. It says, first, I thank my God, Yahweh, through Yeshua Mashiach for you all. So first, he what? Thanks him. And he thanks God, Yahweh, for what? For the people. He says, I thank him for you all. And he was saying that because he found that these believers in the church of Rome, they was fervent. I'm thankful for you all, for you like-minded believers that have come together on a day such as this to give praise and to give thanks. Hallelujah. Because he's worthy of that. Tell your neighbor, I'm thankful for you. I mean, how cool is that? To have somebody that believes in the same God and the same word that you believe can raise their hands like you raise your hands, that can give praise just like you give praise. You're not alone. We got a whole church full of Holy Ghost filled, baptized believers. That's something to be thankful about. There's power in that. Because you're not alone. We tell your neighbor, we in this together. Well, that's what he was saying. He goes all over the world. Here in Rome, wherever that gospel was going, there were people that believed it. So he says, first of all, I'm thankful for y'all church folks that are standing, praying. So I'm thankful for you guys too. And it says that your faith is spoken throughout the whole world. People know who the Church of Rome is. They know these believers. And your faith, your belief, right? And your steadfast, when we use the Hebrew word for faith, emunah, that's an unmovable, unshakable, or deeply rooted conviction. So that goes deep when we understand what that word means. Oh my God. And you know what was going on? They was persecuting believers back then. Right? But they were still what? Steadfast in their belief. And here you are free in this country to, for right now, I'm just saying, you see how the world's going. But you should be thankful that you're in a place where you're not, you can practice being a believer. There's some places that you can't do it, right? So it says throughout the whole world, they're known. And then when we skip down to the 18th verse, hallelujah, it says, for the wrath of Yahweh is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness. And it says, 19 says, because that which may be known of Yahweh is manifest in them, for Yahweh hath what? Showed it unto them. And 20 says, for the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen. How can you say there is no God?
Come on now.
How can you not believe that he's real? And he's done all these mighty, miraculous, magnificent things. I was... birth is a miracle. When you see a life forming, that's a miracle. And how can you say that came from a big bang? When I was telling the girls on Facebook, I was saying happy birthday. And I was like, man, Nia and Deanne. And I was saying, man, birth is a miracle. But if you a twin, that's a miracle. That's a double miracle. That you can be born at the same time that somebody else is, and that don't happen from a big bang. That's Yahweh. He is the creator. And then you have these people that think that they know more. I was watching I watch the History Channel a lot. But some of that stuff is off the chain. And there is this belief out there that says, hey, you know, the things that were created, the things that we can't explain, were created by aliens. So they have a show called Ancient Aliens, where aliens have flown from other planets and have created the things that we don't understand on Earth, pyramids. And it's an accepted thought. But then they look at us who say God created it, and they look at us like we crazy. But they saying aliens, green people, gray people with big giant eyes on spaceships came down here and showed the Egyptians how to do stuff and the Mayans and whatever. Now, if I had a choice between what sounds crazy, that's crazy. But I'm so glad that I know who is the true and living God who has created all of this, heavens and earth. And he says, things, the invisible things
from the creation of the world that they're clearly saying that you know that this has to come from someone much greater than us. Being understood by the things that are made, even the eternal power and godness, so that they are without excuse. Because that, 21, when they knew God, they glorified him not as Yahweh, neither were they thankful. When you look in creation, you can't help but be thankful. When you look at how big the universe is, I mean, you are just a speck. You're not even a speck of dust. You're a micro fragment of dust. You are the smallest in comparison to all the greatness that he has created. You are but he is mindful of you. That's something to be thankful for. Even the angels are, who is man? That you are what? You serve a God that we just said in communion, he has not been untouched by the feelings of what? Our infirmities. Basically, he knows what you're going through. He cares about what you're going through. And guess what? He has the answer to whatever it is that you're going through. There's nothing that you can be going through that he does not have the answer to. And guess what? Even as small as you are, he knows. And not only that, he knows everything about you. He even knows how many hairs that you have on your hair. And he's going for it. I'll go further than that. He knows how many hairs that you bought and put on the hair on your head. Why? Because he knows everything. Right? I couldn't help it. Seems like that's the going thing now, is to put some hair on. Guess what? I was looking, and a man can get a high top weave now. Dudes is getting like putting in hair like you know. Apostle said, what you mean? Apostle, men are getting weaves nowadays. What's up with that? Whew. But I digress. That's the way of the world. But how can you not see a reason to give him thanks? You know, even looking at what's been happening in the world, you can look at all the crazy things that's been going on and find a reason to be bitter. But you can't focus on what's going on down here. You gotta pray for this. But you know what? I have to finally come to the understanding, I'm not gonna let the devil and these world situations, no matter who the president is or not, who the president is not, gonna take my joy, gonna take my peace, my shalom. I'm not gonna let nobody take that. They didn't to me, and they can't take it away. And we have a habit of being bitter about things and all this, but how can you not be what you have been created to do? And you have been created to be thankful. It's part of that new creation that you got, right? You've been transformed. So old things have passed away. Behold what? Feel sorry for these folks that don't have that, because he's talking about them. He says what? He says, so that they are without excuse, 21, because that when they knew God, Yahweh, they glorified him not as Yahweh, neither were they thankful. They became vain in their
imaginations or their thinking and their foolish heart. Hey, if you're not careful, you'll find yourself darkened. That's why I can't kick it with dark folks. I mean, you know what I mean. You know what I mean? People that unsaved, a way of thinking, and you know, they always got a cloud over their head. Who is that? Who is that Peanuts character?
Pig.
What? No, it was some other dude that always had a cloud over his head everywhere he goes. Well, maybe you could say it was Pigpen had a cloud around him. But I thought there was some little kid that had rain. It was raining on him every time. Google it. But anyway, you can't, hanging around those type of people is going to what? Bring you down. They're going to rain on whatever good that's happening with you. So somebody here today, maybe that just came out. Maybe you need to reevaluate who you're hanging out. You can pass by the rainstorm, but keep it moving. You know what I'm saying? Don't let that take away your thankfulness and your fervency. Because it says they became vain in their way of thinking, their way of living, and their foolish heart was what? To the point of that there is no God. You hang around that foolishness too long, you start doubting yourself. Ooh, what, well, is there God? 22. And that's why I'm glad we have scripture, because it talks about, it exposes everything, right? So professing themselves to be wise, they became, you even have people in the church.
Oh, God.
Teaching all kinds of doctrine. Well, there is no hell. No matter what you do, he's a loving God. And he loves you. So even in what you're going through and what you're doing, he loves you. And because you're saved, your salvation is like Jamba Juice. Once you become in the kingdom and you grind that kingdom into your life, there's no way you can pull it out. So once saved, always saved, can the church say hallelujah? And of course you got some people say, yeah, because they want to be, they love that, they love hearing they can do whatever they want to do. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. I'm thankful for the truth this morning. And he's talking to not unsaved folk. He's talking to church folk. Because there were entities within the church at the time, and still are, exist today, that try to subvert the teaching, the gospel. They come bringing you all kinds of crazy stuff. Oh, there's no hell, so don't worry about it. Let the good times roll. Don't that sound good? I mean, don't it sound like you can roll with that? I mean, I can do whatever I want to do, and I can still make it into heaven? Glory. And so, if that's the case, why did he even come? Why did he even sacrifice his life? Why did he even die on the cross? He died for your sins so that you would be what? Have an opportunity to be reconciled back, right? I'm thankful for salvation this morning. So the Hebrew has a terminology for that constant state of gratitude. It's called Hakara Hato. Who remembers that? And it means literally recognizing the good. Practicing gratitude means recognizing the good that is already yours. There's, no matter what's going on in the world today, there's something going on in your life that you can be thankful for. There's something that happened 20 years that you can be. Who's been saved for over 20 years? You should be thanking him still every day for that. Come on, 20 every day. Who's had some deliverance that happened over 5 years ago? Come on. If that's the case, even today, I don't care if it happened 5 years ago. You should still Hakadah HaTov, because Yahweh has done something substantial that you can still praise him for the rest of your life on that. Things that are already what? Yours. And we start tripping and stressing and getting all bent out of shape about stuff. But it is a lifestyle. You have been created to recognize the good. And guess what? You don't have to recognize the good of stuff that's coming. You recognize the good in what's what? Already. Who's working? Hallelujah. Who got a job? Remember the time that you didn't have a job? That was some crazy stuff. The struggle was real. But now you what? Working. Who didn't have a place to live? Oh my God. That's another struggle. But Yahweh has been so good. So let's go to Colossians, the third chapter. And that's the problem. We have let ourselves start thinking, well, I'm not blessed and all this other kind of stuff. And where is this and where is that? Why am I going through this and why am I going through that? Shut up and give him the praise. Come on. That's all right. Listen, we all go through seasons. Who told you that this was not, that this was going to be easy? Yeshua went through stuff. We're going to see that in a second. Colossians, the third chapter, at the 14th verse. We got a few minutes here. Colossians 3:14. If you got to say, I got it. And it says what? Above all things, put on charity or love, which is the bond of perfectness. What's this mean? Put it on. Just the attitude of some, you know, some of y'all got bad attitudes. And really, a believer, a true believer that has a bad attitude is an oxymoron. You met a believer who just always complaining about stuff? That's bad. You could be sitting next to one right now. But tell your neighbor, let's be glad. Because you what? You got to put on the good attitude. Basically what he's saying, put on charity. You got to put on love. If you put on love, you can't put on love and have a bad attitude. When you put on love, it washes away the bad attitude. So I'm telling y'all, bad attituders, you better put your love on. And that's even, what does putting on mean? It means that it's off. And you have to actively pick that thing up and put that thing on. Ain't nobody gonna force that thing on you. So he says, you put it on. And above all these things, put on charity, which is the bond of perfectness. It's a foundation. And then 15 says what? Love this. And then once you do that, let the shalom of Yahweh what? Rule. That means no matter what is going on in your life, you let the shalom what? Rule and dictate your attitude. What is the attitude of your gratitude? This is what I like to say. If you're outside of this, you locate yourself. What does that mean? You let the world know where you are. Next time you got a believer that complains, say Hakadat Atov. Anybody got believers that complain to them? Yes. Let. First he says, you got to put it on. And then once you put that love on, you got to let the peace. See, so putting on the love is the first step. You got to have a love. And then if you're really wearing that thing tight, you got to put that thing on. Tight like this vest is today. You got to put that thing on, button it up, and then let the shalom what? Rule. What does let mean? It means that you can still suppress it. You still could what? Keep it down. By what? Complaining. But I don't feel nothing. Shut up. And let the shalom. You know, when you really let go, and some of y'all, the problem is that you don't let the love and the peace rule because you're holding on to some other stuff. You're putting on anger. You're putting on bitterness. What? You're putting on, this is what everybody's famous for, anxiety, worry. You can't do nothing about it. Sometimes the best situation that you could ever be in is a situation where you can't do nothing about it and you got to rely completely on Yahweh to turn that thing around. But I start doing, I'm just going to leave it alone. Stop messing with it. If you put it in his hands, don't snatch it back. Tell your neighbor, put it in his hands and leave it in his hands. And let him work that thing out. You can't work that thing out. You could not, with your little understanding that you're trying to lean to, you could not work that thing out. You cannot figure that thing out. Your understanding of what you think you know. Apostle used to say this, if you took everything that you knew and put it in a what? No, that's the second part. If you took everything you knew and put it in a something real small, put it in a BB. He said, listen, anybody, do they still use thimbles nowadays? Yeah. If you took everything you knew and put it in there, it would ring like a BB in a boxcar. Meaning that the stuff that you know just is so small. We serve a big God. And he don't sweat this. He can handle that. Right? Let it go. Tell yourself, I'm letting it go. Letting it go. And you let that rule in your heart, to which also you are called in one body. And if you're all of these things, be thankful. I'm thankful that I serve a God that serves, that solves whatever it is that I can be going through. And he don't do it once a year. He don't do it every couple months or so. Do you know? Every day he's working things out in your behalf. Every day. Every day. Every day. Some days I'm going through green lights. Has anybody had that experience where the light is green and then the next light is green and then the next light is green and I don't even get stopped? Every light I get to is lit up green and I can keep on going and I say, thank you, Yahweh. Thank you for the green lights. And then sometimes he stopped me at a red. But hey, there's a reason that I get stopped at the red. Right? I have been in a situation, I think it was last year, where I was going, the light was yellow. And I was going to go, anybody do that? You ride the, yeah. It was like, that, yeah, oh, yellow, yes, I can make it. And as I was approaching that yellow, and I would have made it, I wouldn't have been, it wouldn't have been red. And he said, stop. And I was like, but it's yellow. This is millisecond thinking going on here. I'm reasoning with him. I'm like, but it's yellow. I can still go. Stop. You know, it was him. He said, stop. And I was like, man, I'm stopping, and it's still, and even when I came to a stop, it was still yellow. Thinking to myself, man, I could have made that. But as soon as I said that, here come a car. Whoosh. If I had passed that, he would have hit me. Thank you, Yahweh. That's what I'm saying. In all those things, what? Be thankful. Every day he's working things out. That's why you should be walking a peace walk every day. You got peace. And so, one more thing, because I have to wrap this up for you. And 16 says what? Let the words. Wait, hold up. Number one, rule number one, put on the love. Rule two, let the shalom rule your heart, right? Right? And then third, be thankful, right? And then number four, let the word of Mashiach what? Dwell in you richly. In what? In all wisdom. Don't just let it dwell in you. Let it dwell what? Richly. That means that you, what does that mean? In all wisdom, teaching, and admonishing one another. In what? You got to create an atmosphere of what? Praise. Thanksgiving. You know, when you at work, you got a crazy supervisor. When you at your desk, put on some praise. Can you do that? Can you put on a headphone? Or can you what? Are you, if you a situation where you can turn on your speakers, I mean, you guys are turning on all other kinds of stuff. Turn on some praise. And if you can't play something, we would always know where Apostle was because he was singing. Oh, God. Here come Apostle. You're what? You're letting that atmosphere what? Rule. Spiritual songs, singing with grace. In your hearts, to what? To Yahweh. You're letting that atmosphere of Yakada HaTov, and even on the bulletins this morning, there's a word, Toda, which means what? Give thanks. More than just showing appreciation, it also means praise and confession. And guess what? It's a posture. Your praise is not just something that you do on the inside. Your thanksgiving isn't something that you just have on the inside, but it's something that is an outward expression that lets him know and everybody around you know that you're what? Thankful. That you have a praise in your heart, that you're in shalom, that you don't put on love, that you're letting the word permeate you. And it's just a simple lifting of the hands. It's just a simple, just, I give you thanks. Hallelujah. Have you ever been just somewhere or in your car and you just say, hey. Hallelujah. Something the Holy Spirit moves and says something to you, and automatically what?
The hand go up.
Why is it that the hand automatically goes up? Because you've been created to praise Him. You've been created. It's in your DNA. How could you not feel the power of Yahweh flowing through you and not lift up your hand in praise? It's an outward what? Expression. And guess what? Well, I don't want to lift up my hand because I don't want nobody looking at me and I think I'm crazy. Hey, you in a crazy praise place. That's what we do. We do crazy praise. We lift up our hands. You might see somebody. This is a praise zone. Right? This is a worship zone. If He's done anything for you, what would be your outward expression today? That's right, Dante. Come on over here. This is what I want to do. I want about 3 minutes, 2 to 3 minutes of praise. Right here.
Continue to thank you. We will continue to lift up your name and exalt you. We will continue to
to tell the world about what you have done in our lives. We thank you for your presence. We thank you for your Holy Spirit that is dwelling deep inside of us. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! The very power that created the heavens and the earth. You love us so much that you put that inside of us. Thank you, Father. We thank you for your presence. We thank you that you're holy. We thank you that we can go in to you through the name of Yeshua Mashiach. We can experience your power. We can experience your presence. We can behold you. Ah. Hallelujah. So we offer up our thanksgiving. We offer up our praises today.